may last for the night. The joy is going to come in the morning. Amen. Mansions awaiting.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Joy comes in the morning. Even though the tears might still be falling, the joy still comes in the morning. And as you trust in him, he'll bottle them up and strengthen you for the rest of the day as you seek and ask him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So welcome to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. You're listening to Poems of Divine Power Solution with Richard and Annie Lean. And I hope you are prepared for the next song. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Someday we'll exchange for a crown. And the Lord says he's coming back, that his return will be quick. And I truly believe that, even though I've heard it most of my life. And people are now maybe even mocking that fact. But God shall not be mocked. The reason he's taking so long, because it's one or maybe more people that have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And until the last person on earth hears the gospel of Jesus Christ, him being the King of glory, and having the choice of receiving him in his heart so they can see the day of his salvation, he won't come back. The Father won't send him. We have a God that is so merciful and so forgiving. And the sinners have such a great chance to be saved. And the backsliders can return. It's never too late at this point. But a minute from now, it could be too late. Because we don't know when the last person is going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Children are innocent, so they're automatically taken up. And I think it starts at age 12 or 13 that they're no longer innocent of not knowing, the word of God. So you might even be talking about a child that hasn't had the opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. But whoever he is waiting for, we should pray that we will quickly hear his voice and hear the gospel, and that they make their choice to follow or to go away. They have a choice. We all have a choice. I had a choice. And I'm glad I'm not going to die in my sins. I'm glad I'm not going to be like the Israelites in the wilderness. And I just thank Jesus. Thank Jesus that he kept his hand on me, pursuing me from a very young age. And anyone out there who really believes in Jesus Christ will understand what I'm saying. And there's nothing like that journey. Yes, there's ups and downs, but even when we're sinners, there's ups and downs. I mean, we're all sinners. We all fall short of glory of God. But I'm talking about those who are not saved, who do not have Jesus in their heart. We've all been there at one point in our lives. Now, I have heard some that received Christ very, very young, and they had a godly family that raised them up. We had a family of the Lord, too, but there's a lot of things I missed out on because I didn't understand. And I was wrapped up in my own self at the time. But when I caught on, boy, there was no stopping me. And I had a stubborn spirit. And I want to thank the woman, Sharon, who recognized that stubbornness in me. And she prayed a prayer. And I'll not forget it. And she prayed a prayer that I'd be rebellious for Jesus Christ and not for the world. And when that hit my heart, oh my gosh. And to this day, I am rebellious for the Lord. And nothing will take me out of his hand. The trials and tribulations I've gone through from the time I was little, even in my mother's womb, God kept his hand on me, and he's kept his hand on you too, or you wouldn't be hearing this word. So I'm going to pray. I hope you realize what the cross did for you and for me and for Richard and for all. And it still stands today to do for those who are lost. That old rugged cross, so the joy can come in the morning. But if you don't have that old rugged cross and what Jesus did on the cross in your heart, then the joy sometimes cannot come in the morning, and people are committing suicide. People are killing people. They're abusing animals. They're abusing themselves. And now they have it out. If you're so sick and you might not live, they got an option to be, I think it's called MAID.
Yep.
To me, yes. I understand pain, and I know it's terrible to have to suffer, because I ministered to people in hospitals who suffered and their last days were coming. But we do not murder. It's murder against your own body. And I'm not the judge, and God knows where everybody's at. And if they're at peace with it, that's wonderful. And if God is accepting that, I don't know. I hope he does, because there's people there that knew the Lord. I cannot judge it. All I know is no matter the suffering I have to suffer, I could never suffer like Jesus Christ did. So I'm going to say a prayer now. From Psalm, Psalm 116. Just a minute, it's the glare. I have to get the book in the right area so I cannot have the glare. Oh Lord, we are your servants. We are your servants. The sons and maidservants are your servants. You have loosed our bonds, Father God, and we offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto you. And we call upon your name, O Lord. And I know, O Lord, that we love you because you hear our prayers. You hear our voice and you hear our supplications. And there's many supplications going up throughout the week, O Lord God. And you hear every one of them, and we give you all the praise and glory and thanks. What more can we ask for? The pain of death without you, Jesus, is tremendous. It's worse than the death that we have when we grow older or when we go home to the Lord. The sorrow of that pain without you is worse than any pain that we can imagine. I thank you, Lord, you gave the way of escape from that kind of pain, and that you have given us salvation. Thank you, O Lord, that you delivered our souls from hell. And glorious are you, Lord, the righteous God of Israel. Yes, a God that is merciful, and the Lord who preserves the simple, who brings us down low, and he saved us. So Lord, bring those who do not know you down low, humble them, and let them be saved. You delivered our souls from death, Lord, and our eyes from tears have been bottled up. And you keep our feet from falling. Lord, let us walk before you uprightly today, O Lord, in the land of the living. We have been greatly afflicted over the years, Lord, and yet you carried us through. I thank you, O Lord, that we could be your servant and serve you. I thank you, Lord, that we can give a vow of thanksgiving as a sacrifice of praise to you, alone and in the presence of the people. I thank you, Lord, we can come in the courts of the Lord's house and to say thank you, thank you, thank you, in the midst of all our trials and tribulations. I thank you, O Lord. We praise you. We give you all the glory for your mercy and loving kindness that you show towards us. And that, Lord, your word, the truth of your word, endures forever. We praise you, Lord, that your hand is upon the afflicted now, the war-torn countries, the where the fires are raging, where floods are taking place. Keep your hand upon your anointed, Lord. Keep your hand upon those who are weak. Keep your hands upon those, Lord, that you have called for your purposes and plans, whether they know it now or not. I give you all the praise and glory for this radio show. I thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity that we can speak out so many can be saved. And for those who need hope and encouragement, I thank you, O Lord, that Richard comes faithfully every week. And he comes from Mississauga. I'm 15 minutes away. He's an hour, maybe more, depending on traffic. I praise you, Lord, that you've kept him safe and he has come faithfully. I ask you to bless him in abundance, O Lord. Bless his hands, that they will prosper in everything he does. Keep his feet from falling, Lord, and keep the listeners' feet from falling. And all those that we don't even know where your word goes, Lord, keep the people you love, keep their feet from falling. Keep their heart seared with your love. Let your fire burn throughout the earth this day, O Lord God. The fire of God to burn out the dross and to bring in the word of God. The word that saves. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Beautiful prayer as always, sister. And when my sister prays, there's something in my spirit that just tells me that our Lord just tilts his ears down just a little to listen a little closer when our sister prayer. She is a prayer warrior indeed. And sister, Psalm 118 verse 24 says that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so we are blessed. The past is yesterday, and there's nothing we can do to change it or to adjust it or to our sorrows, our pains, our victories are gone. Tomorrow is not guaranteed, the future, because only God knows the future. And so he reminds us that all we have is today, the present. And so that verse today, let's lift up the name of Jesus Christ. We are here to honor him, to glorify him, as my sister always says. And this is the your statement in my heart that has kept me rooted and grounded in Christ. And you said to me when we started this program, Richard, I'm with you as long as he gets all the honor and he gets all the glory. And as long as we continue to remind ourselves of that, remind us that we are rooted on John 3, 16, 17, and 18, then we'll be fine because we put him first. It's about, as you mentioned, sister, what he did on the cross for every single soul, past, present, and future. And then you ask the question, why has Christ not come yet? Why has he taken so long? And that's the question that the world now is mocking. But I just want to add this to that. The Bible explains the divine patience. According to 2 Peter 3:9, God's timing operates differently than human perception. The delay is viewed as an act of grace, giving humanity more time to turn to him rather than face judgment. A second point, fulfillment of prophecy. Biblical scholars often point to an unfilled prophetic milestone that needs to occur first, including the completion of the Great Commission, preaching the gospel to all the nations, and specific end time events desiring God. And finally, unreadiness of the world. Some thinkers argue humanity itself is not ready. If Christ were to return and judge the world, many would submit out of fear rather than love, whereby God aims to build a kingdom based on love.
Amen.
And free will.
Amen.
And so, if you're wondering why Christ hasn't come back yet, his ways are greater than our ways, his thoughts are greater than our thoughts, and who knows the mind of our God? Nobody.
And I read my devotion today, and it was straightforward. And the Lord says, stop trying to understand.
Amen.
When you try to understand everything, you are dependent on yourself. He says, you're not depending on me. Because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
Amen.
And Amen. So I was thinking about that on the way here, because I didn't get to read the whole thing, because it was a little deep and a little complicated. So I thought, wait till I get home. I kind of ran out of time today. But God never runs out of time. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
And he still waits for you to come
Amen.
Back. But he knows my heart, and he knows that I will be back, because I'm here. And he knows that he knows I love him all the time, and I speak to him all the time, even when things are going wrong.
Amen.
He's right there with me. So I give him all the praise and glory. And so, yeah, I just wanted to add to what Richard had just said, because he's waiting for that last soul to come back to him and for the events to take place that has been spoken out in Revelation. So we just give him all the praise and glory and thanks for he spells it all out in the Bible. It's so simple. People make it complicated, but the word is simple. And it's right there. It sounds confusing, but you meditate. You write down a scripture that hits you, and he'll show you how simple it is.
Amen.
Our God is not complicated. And the greatest thing is his love. The love so great that he sent his only son for our sake and for the kingdom's sake, but for our sake, so we could be in the kingdom of God with him.
Amen.
God, Jesus walked that road knowing his destination. He could have run away. A lot of us run away from our situations. But one day somebody said to me, this was when I was very young and I was getting some counseling. And they said, why don't you run away from the situation? Well, I said, if I run away, all I have to face it where I'm at. Wherever I run to, it's still with me. And I said, and someday that situation's going to change, and it'll change in my favor. I didn't even know what I was talking. I didn't know I was talking the Bible then. And you know what? That situation turned itself around. It took a lot of years, but it turned itself around, and now that situation is right, and I'm content in my heart. We can't run from God and what he's doing in our lives. Even when we're not saved, he lets sinners go through things. So when they do get saved, they can minister to other people for what they've gone through and understand the situation. But you meditate on his word. He makes it simple. This is what he did. He sent his son, number one. They had already planned to kill him as he was preaching the word. They built the cross. He went to Jerusalem with his face set as a flint, not deterred. Peter tried to deter him. Get behind me, Satan, he said to Peter. That was one of his disciples. People will try to stop you from doing what God wants you to do, even though they love you. But he faced that cross. They nailed him. First of all, they beat him almost, well, I guess it was next thing to death. Made him carry his own cross, rubbed it into his wounds, put him on that cross with nails, and then lifted that cross up with his knees bent so he couldn't breathe in a hot sun and no water or coolants. Why would he want to do that? Because his father said, these people are worth saving. I created them. I made them. They are my creation, and they need a way of escape. Israel always had a way of escape, even in the Old Testament. And many times they were foolish and did silly things. But don't we? The cross is right there. Jesus Christ is right there. So why do we take so long to come to it and say, God, I'm a sinner, help me. Come into my heart. It's so simple. So the love, the cross, Jesus' crucifixion, the tomb, he went to Satan to put him on notice and take the keys of death away from him, rose on to sit on the right hand of the Father. Why? To intercede for us. and to stop the wrath of God coming down on us. Because when God sees a sinner, he looks through the blood of his son. And that's where the mercy and grace and loving kindness comes in. And we are forgiven. Hallelujah. Simple. And all you have to say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. And if you want to tell him all your sins, go ahead. He already knows them. You can go ahead. Repent of them. And then say, Lord, I need help. Come into my heart and be my Savior. And then pick up your cross and follow him. That means pick up yourself and get moving and do what the Word says to do. And he is the Word. It's that simple. And through the trials and tribulations, yes, they're hard to go through. But praise your way through them. Just praise your way through them. Sometimes the answers are slow to come, but they come. And trust in him. That's it. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen, sister. We're at 11:32. We're 32 minutes into Poems of Divine Power, sister. We've offered salvation. We talked about God's love, his grace, his mercy, his sacrifice at the cross, why he hasn't returned as of yet. I think our work is done here for today. We've got
No, work is never done in the Lord. He's not a boring God. He's always got something for you to do.
Amen, amen. Sister, I'm saying I think our work is done for here for today, but we still got 2.5 hours to fill up praising him, lifting his name up, and to continue to offer salvation. That is why we're here.
Now, I was given a word, and I think it's the time to do it now, because we're talking about salvation. We're talking how the Lord is waiting. We're talking about all this, and I couldn't find I had moved, and everything got all moved around. So the other day, I was looking through some stuff I haven't looked through for a long time to get a book going. And here I found my prophecies from, well, I think it starts 2016.
And this one's dated when, sister?
2018 of July the 9th. Just before COVID, I think. I forget when COVID hit.
Yeah, I think COVID came in 2021, 20, somewhere there.
So no. Just before COVID.
Yeah.
So Monday, July the 9th, 2018. And I just put beautiful on it. Because Jesus is beautiful.
Amen.
His people are beautiful.
Amen.
And Israel is beautiful.
Amen.
That's his hometown. So it says, in prayer, the Lord God of Israel spoke to me and said, oh, beautiful, beautiful Israel, all I see is my people Israel. How my heart breaks for them. But soon they will see me as their own, living in peace in a valley rich. They shall know me as never before. They will run to the mount that I have chosen, and they'll come like a river flowing from every ends of the earth. I will blow the trumpet sound. Their hearts cannot resist. There will be a journey as never before from near and far. I am calling my saints. That's us now, because you know Jesus Christ, you're adopted into the kingdom of God. I am calling my saints unto myself. I am bringing them unto myself. Like a flowing river, they all will come. They too will hear the trumpet blowing. The wind is changing, north to east, south to west. My call will come, and all will know the time is fast approaching. There's not much left, not much time. Prepare thy heart and soul. Wait in prayer, for my time has drawn nigh. A time of much sighing and crying as I bring my people, my beautiful Israel, unto myself. And the cry, O Jerusalem, you have heard my voice. That's God's cry. He will cry, O Jerusalem, you have heard my voice. Now I can bring you under my wing as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wing. Now the time is drawing nigh. Lift your eyes whence your help comes from. You shall see me drawing nigh to you, O my beautiful, beautiful Israel. Heed the cry, heed the trumpet call as it sounds. My arms are waiting for you now. Come hither with me, for I am drawing nigh, so says the Lord God of Israel.
Amen and amen. And sister, you got that word from the Lord on July the 9th, 2018.
That's right.
And it's like your book, Poems of Divine Power. We're blessed from your journey with him. And we're blessed from your obedience and how the Lord used you at that specific time. And we're being receiving the blessing today. Thank you, Lord.
So when you're meditating on the word, people have to understand that the word is Jesus Christ. And if you meditate and take some little notes or write something down that hits your heart, he will start speaking to you, not just to me.
Amen.
And he'll speak through your spirit. And you might have to get used to it if you haven't been used to it. But all of a sudden you'll have these thoughts and feelings within you. And that's the Holy Spirit bringing it forth. And if you write the words down, it goes deeper and deeper. I didn't I used to get little things. And now he's giving me bigger things. It's like a child, a baby, who has to learn to walk and talk and eat. Even sleep sometimes, because sometimes they don't want to go to sleep. But that's how Jesus sees us when we first come to him. Then as we meditate and stay on his path, he brings more and more things to you of his word. And he will speak to you directly. He wants us to communicate with him, and he wants to communicate with us. He wants to know about your whole life. He already knows about it, but he wants you to come and tell him the things that are good, the things that are bad, doing the dishes, ironing your clothes, doing the wash. When you're frustrated, he wants to hear from you. So just pick up, I say, the phone and call Jesus. Dial his number, Jesus, and he will hear you. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word being spoken to your sister today. Father God, we hold on to your word and your promise that says your word will not return void. And we pray, Lord, for the listeners of your word today, that it may touch their heart, that they may see Christ, that their hearts may be ready to receive you when the gift of salvation is offered today.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Now we have some administration.
Yes, we do, my sister.
Okay. So I want to announce that we have a replay program, a repeat program.
Amen. And it's in full effect.
Yes.
Up and running.
Yes. It's on Tuesdays from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. So every Tuesday, Friday's program is replayed. And as far as I know, the website's up running. And we are also on there too, right?
Yes, the CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo website. You can now listen to this program. It'll be posted there every week. And our repeat program on Tuesdays, 7 to 10 a.m. By God's grace, he just doubled our effort and our time to lift up his name and to glorify him.
Amen and amen.
And well, sister, we have a special person helping us getting this on the,
yes,
up and running. And we thank the Lord for this soul. She actually truly was a blessing from him to join us and help us to go to the next level of Poems of Divine Power. And it's a beautiful soul, Yenny. And we, Lord, we just thank you that you brought her into our life, that she is assisting Poems of Divine Power. And now we've got that trinity in place.
Amen. Okay. So if you want to help the ministry or the Poems of Divine Power solution, And the radio station, too. The radio station needs contributions.
Yes, it does.
Things cannot happen without money. And we know everybody is really having a hard time right now. But give as your heart tells you to give.
Amen.
Whether it's a lot or little.
Amen.
Every penny is counted. CKMS 102.7 FM needs contributions.
Yes.
And every programmer here needs contributions.
Yes. Or sponsors.
Or sponsors. Yes, sponsors is very important. And I'm sure if you had some advertising you wanted to do, you can talk to the people at CKMS 102.7 FM.
Yes. If you have a business, yes. Yes. That is true.
And so to contribute, to give a contribution to here, the Poems of Divine Power, is an e-transfer that I have, we have for the ministry, and it's Annie, A-N-N-E, P-O-D-P, @gmail.com. And any amount is appreciated.
Amen. 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 And sister, I just want to say that is important, and you are correct. It's difficult out there. People are struggling just to pay their bills, just to put food on the table, just to put gas in the car at the price the gas is right now. But we know this, and God's word reminds us of that little lady, in the Bible. She was so, her actions were so significant that we do not even know her name. But she deposited into the tithes that day in church all she had. And Jesus, with sitting with his disciples, he asked them. And the Pharisees were there, and they made their contribution as well. And Jesus asked the question, who do you think gave the most today? I'm paraphrasing, and I'll find that verse in the Bible because we always want to speak the truth of God's word. But it wasn't the thousands of dollars that the Pharisees gave, but it was the little bit that that widow gave, because it was all she had. But she knew one thing. She knew God's word. And when he said, I will not leave you or forsake you, she believed in that and she trusted him.
Amen.
And we're speaking of this minor character in the word of God over 2,000-3,000 years later. And that's how significant she was to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I say all that to say this. So even if you're going through the most difficult times, when you give out of the little that you have, the Lord will return, bless you sevenfold, tenfold, twentyfold.
Amen,
so we're asking, as the Spirit leads, as your heart feels, donate to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo, or to Poems of Divine Power Solution, or to any other program here. We are blessed that we've had the opportunity here, sister, for going on 3 years now to speak about God's love, about his grace and his mercy, and about the sacrifice at the cross, to offer the gift of salvation at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. And so it is a community-based radio program, and they do not receive funding from any other source other than the programmers or your contribution. So as my sister said, as the Spirit leads, we pray that you able to sow today. And remember, when you make a donation, a contribution, when you sow to this program, you are sowing into eternity. And
Amen.
You will be blessed.
Yes. And then we have a few churches to announce.
Yes.
Or a couple anyways. Okay, so Rain and Zion International Ministries of Pastor Saturday and his wife, Evangelist Victoria. And I thank them for their ministry. And they're located at 1444 King Street East, Kitchener. And you could call them if you want information at 647-783-4802. Or you can go on Facebook, and they're at Rain in Zion on Facebook. And Evangelist Victoria is also a physiotherapist, or a psychotherapist, sorry. And she offers low-cost virtual therapy for all ages. And so if you need help, you can contact her at Victoria at the therapyspace.com to schedule your free phone consultation. And she is there to help those who are in need. And Pastor Saturday, he is there for people as well. It's a full-blown, gospel-loving church. That's all I can say. And he does his best to be for the people and bringing the word of truth to them. And he doesn't matter where you come from, how you're dressed, as long as you're there willing to hear his word from God. And if you need help, the church is there for you. And the Sunday services start around 9:30 in the morning. There's a Sunday school also. So we have worship at 10:15. And then the other service is after the worship service. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And sister, this that is your home church?
Yes.
And so if you are in Kitchener, that's a church you attend, and you have an opportunity as well to meet our sister, Annalene.
Right.
Our author. Get a signature, say hi, and get a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And if you're in the Mississauga area, before we go there, sister, the word from Pastor Saturday that we love to share, that he shares with his flock, with his congregation, and then our sister Annalene, she responds to his word as well, and we will share the word, and it's coming from today, and so that we are blessed. And so this is from Pastor Saturday to his sheeps.
And it's going forth further because I share it with people that don't go there.
Amen.
And from different areas of the country.
Amen.
And they are now sharing to people they know.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. As the Bible said, it shall not return void. And so this is from Pastor Saturday, shared today to his sheep. I declare today by the reason of the anointing that you are untouchable and indestructible. Whatever the enemy has planted in your body or in your life to destroy you, by the power of the anointing, I declare that it is uprooted and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every weapon fashioned against you shall not prosper. You shall walk in divine health, divine protection, and total victory. No enemy shall prevail over your life, and every plan of the enemy is brought to nothing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
And as always, we'll share our sister's response. As the word of our Lord says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Psalm 115, verse 15 to 16. So shall this declare be as spoken. We are God's people, will walk in total victory through the enemy, though the enemy surrounds. Psalm 91 covers us, along with Ephesians 6, with the blood of Jesus Christ covering us. We are more than conquerors, so who can come near us or against us? When we are walking in the light of the King's glory, who is for his people. No one has heard of the people of God shall be detached. Not one hair of the people of God shall be touched, as we are indestructible, as we walk in the cloud of glory by day and the fire of God at night, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ covering us. as we are untouchable and unstoppable. Praise God and hallelujah. Thank you, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let us join hands in the Spirit and walk in the light of glory as Jesus walked with the Father. Yes, walk in the unquenchable fire of God who goes before us, always making the way straight. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the next text was, Richard, are you on your way? Sister, beautiful response. And I just love it how God's word, the pastor Saturday gave to his whole flock, was responded from our sister in Christ. Godly response. Sister, that's a perfect example of iron sharpening iron, glorifying in the kingdom of God. That is all eternal and all in the kingdom of God. And the leading of the Holy Spirit is in there. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Sister, I'm excited. I can't wait for when we pass the Saturday and his beautiful wife, Victoria, rebooks and we have him in studio.
Yes.
Excited. And speaking about that, we have an in-studio guest coming.
On the 29th of August, as far as I know. Yes, she is coming.
I'm excited
we'll
about that.
We'll have to pray for her protection pray. To get here, yes.
Amen, amen. And we're going to give you a little bit more detail about that as we move on into the month.
Yeah. Yes.
And so thank you, Lord. So, sister, sorry, I just want to mention quickly again, and then you can move on. If you're in the Mississauga area, in the specifically Streetville, I'm recommending at 250 Church Street in Streetville, Mount Calvary Apostolic Church. Pastor Williams and his congregation and his leaders there. And there is a powerful women's ministry happening there as well. And the Holy Spirit dwells within these walls. Their service is on Sunday at 11 a.m. I've attended this church quite a few times. And this is truly a man of God. And you will be blessed if you are looking for a church to attend. Again, that's 250 Church Street in Streetsville in Mississauga, Mount Calvary Apostolic Church.
Amen.
And so, sister,
should we go to another song and then get into the poem?
Sister, definitely that's a good idea as the Spirit leads. But I wanted to mention something as well. As I was reading your response today, Pastor Saturday, we are going to speak on two things that you mentioned in here by chance. The armor of God and Psalm 91. We're going to touch on briefly today in our program. And so the next song on the agenda, sister, is
God's Embrace.
God's Embrace.
Yeah, so Richard's getting that song ready. I just want to thank you again for all of you joining us at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. You're listening to Richard and Annie Lean, the program Poem of Divine Power Solution. And we are here starting at 11 till 2. We have the replay program on Tuesday mornings from 7 to 10 a.m. And then it's also on the CKMS website. So after we hear this song, we'll be going straight into the poem.
And so the song is called God's
Embrace.
Embrace.
Okay, I think he found it. Okay. Yes, sometimes these things can be a little tricky. Thank you, Lord.
a child, trust in God.